you were going to plant a crop on ground that had never had a crop planted before, what would you have to do?
You had to break the sod. Uh-huh. Have a sod plow and turn the sod under.
And then after you did that, what would you do?
Well, you'd need a go devil or a lift or something to run and cut that sod up. You can't do much with it till you cut it up, chop it up, and run a disc over it, something like that.
What's a go devil?
Well, a go devil is a little thing that you plow. It's got runners on each side, knives. Mm-hmm. And you just straddle a row of cotton and just cuts out a half middle on each side. Mm-hmm. Some of them's got you have four rows. Mm-hmm. But the first one just come out of just one row. Mm-hmm. Now they got those go devils that roll a whole four or six rows on these big tractors where you can just take a whole swath across the cotton. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you plow, the sod is turned over this way?
That's right, yeah.
And what do you call the depression that's left?
Well, that's a furrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Any special word for the part that's humped up?
No, I never did hear any.
And then, what did you say you'd use? You'd use a go devil or a...
No, you'd have a disc. That's the rollers, you know, and cut that sod up in smaller pieces.
Uh-huh. Any other word for disc?
No, that's all that. And sometimes they use a harrow on them, but a harrow is not, unless you've got a lot of weight on it, it's not heavy enough to cut that sod up.
Uh-huh. If, there's not just grass there, but if there's undergrowth.
Well, it's you'd have to have a brush cutter or something to go and cut that undergrowth off before you plow it.
Well, is there much brush around?
No, not much.
This seems to be pretty clear country.
Yeah.
The whole state, except I guess west of Tulsa. West of Tulsa.
Well, from Chickasha west, there's not much timber.
Well, it's pretty tangled over there in parts of the east.
Yeah, it is.
If you have, let's say, not a tree, it's only this tall and big around.
Sagebrush?
Something more...
Mesquite?
Is mesquite, is that a tree?
Yeah, that's a little tree. Some of them will get up, I've seen big old mesquite trees that high, but but most of them are small now, maybe 7 or 8 feet high. Uh-huh. And they branch out and just scatter out. There's lots of them in this country.
Boy, they're rascals to get out, too.
Yeah, they sure are. Those roots, doggone, they sure are to get out.
Can you spray those?
Yeah, they're spraying them now.
I know they were dozing them out.
Yeah, I think that's spraying. I know my neighbor joined me up the ranch. He's spraying now. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of them down there, and I've got a lot of them too. I'm gonna have to do something with them. But I believe the spraying is the best deal. If you bulldoze them out, you tear up so much of your grass. Yeah. Now he bulldozed some of his, and I was looking at it yesterday. It looks to me like he's ruined that grass, and it's all ragweed and stuff. Now it don't look like there's any grass out there at all. And your patch is full of holes. You can't hardly ride over it at all. I wouldn't build them. I'd do something else while I do that.
That's awfully expensive, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
Is it cheaper to spray?
Well, I don't know. It's about the same. The government pays a certain percent. I don't know what it is, but they pay around 80% of that cost of that.
I know they have a program to spray blackjacks.
Yeah, it's...
Kills the top, but it doesn't kill the roots.
Yeah.
It'll send up
I don't know what it's going to do with these mesquites. It may not kill the mesquites. The best thing that I've ever seen is down here at Wagner's in Wilbur County, Texas. They use kerosene in the fall. You get a squirt can, get some little kids to go around, and when that sap's going down, right around just above the ground, just put that kerosene all the way around.